In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Maybe we have to talk today about the gospel that we read. But I couldn't to stop myself to talk about St. Mary. During only 2 weeks, we are celebrating the fast of St. Mary, and I couldn't also stop myself to prepare something about talking about St. Mary. Maybe there is 10th or 100th lessons I can learn from St. Mary and the beautiful dove. I love this symbol when we are singing and in the Theotokia about the beautiful dove. And first of all, what I have to say, what is a Theotokia? Theotokia, it's like Theo or Theotokos. It's a Greek word, mean Theo and Tokos, the mother of God. Theo, Tokos. Theo, it's mean a mother, that means God, and Tokos, which is mean the mother. And all the Theotokiyat, when we are praising, in the midnight praising, we are saying Theotokiyat, it means that we are already praising St. Mary, and inside this Theotokiyat, there is a lot of symbols from the Old Testament about St. Mary. One of it is the beautiful dove. And this word, Theotokos, it was given to her in the Third Ecumenical Council in Ephesus, 431 AD, St. Cyrillus the Great insisted to have this title to St. Mary, the Mother of God, because he wanted to respond to the heresy of Nestorius. And also, we didn't bring this one from anywhere. St. Elizabeth, when she saw her cousin St. Mary, what she said? She said, the Mother of my Lord. Let's listen to St. Ephrem the Syrian when he said, awake, O my harp, your chords in praise of the Virgin Mary, lift up your voice and sing the wonderful history of this Virgin, the daughter of David, who gave birth to the life of the Lord. St. Ephrem the Syrian. Also, our church gave the St. Mary a rank over the cherubim and the seraphim. And someone tell me, for example, why we as a church, we give St. Mary this rank. If we talk about the cherubim and the seraphim, what they are doing, they are holding all the throne of God. They are holding the throne of God. And what St. Mary did, she hold his, like, the glory of God, her son and her God, inside her womb. That's why she was like higher than the cherubim and the seraphim. O Mary, you have been raised above the cherubim and have become higher than the seraphim, Mary. And why this specific, a beautiful dove? We remember that when the Old Testament, Noah, during what happened in the flood, there is a lot of things happened, and he tried to see if there is already, the water was ready, there is like disappeared, or still we have this in on the earth. So he sent many times the dove to see if the dove is coming back or not. The second time, the dove came back with what? With what? A symbol of the peace. Is a symbol of the peace. Sorry? Yes, the branch. And what happened? He was, Noah at the time, he saw to the dove, a beautiful dove, carried like a branch of an olive, and he was seeing as if St. Mary came to him and say, I give the peace to you. The beautiful dove who came with a branch of olive to our race, to give us the Son of God for the salvation. In the Old Testament, Noah received the dove the beautiful dove with this branch of olive in the New Testament, Saint Mary came to the earth with, in her womb, carried not the branch of olive, this is the true vine, as we listen to the gospel today, the true vine for the incarnation and the salvation. And what we have to learn from the beautiful dove is the simplicity, meekness, purity, and action of the Holy Spirit inside her. But I wanted to be more practical. How to have the peace and to keep the peace inside my heart. If Saint Mary was, during all the trouble that she had, you can imagine that from the beginning of her life, she went to the altar and she served until she became 12 years old. During this 12 years old, she lost her father and mother and she became orphan. And she, after 12 years, she has to leave the altar. She already under the law of the Jews. And she has to leave and she has to go to one of the elder to keep herself inside her house and to serve him too. And finally, after a few months or a year, I'm pregnant. An angel appeared to her and she said, you are pregnant now. Pregnant from what? From who? I'm still virgin. I think she can travel. And all of that, she was keeping herself in peace. And I was asking myself how Saint Mary kept herself in this peace, all this trouble. During all this trouble, she was very calm. And we have to learn from that. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. So how to live in peace? First of all, I have to learn how to be thankful. If I wanted to live in peace, I have to be thankful. I have to thank God about everything. The good and the bad. And the bad, it seems it's bad for me, from my eyes, my earthly eyes. Actually, it's not. Because if I'm looking to what happened to me, and it seems it's bad, but God knows very well it's good. That's why Saint Mary, she will thank God for everything, every moment in her life, she will thank God about everything. When the angel appeared to her, and he said this good news, for her, it's not a good news. Yeah, I would be a mother of God, but you can imagine that I would be a pregnant. And they know very well that I didn't know any man what they will do for me. And only she asked how it will come this happen. The angel answered that the Holy Spirit dwell on you. The answer, I am a servant of God. What? How you keep all this peace inside your heart? Because I thank God about everything. I know that He is doing everything good for me. I will never blame. I will never complain. I will thank God about everything that you give it to me. I remember I listened to a sermon from Abu Nalu Asidaros about he's talking about the things and to be thankful all the time, and he said, I have to thank God about even the death. I have to thank God about everything. If I think only one moment what God did with me and what He is doing with me, only stay with yourself and say and write down what God is doing for me. Keep me safe. Give me eyes to see. There is a lot of fewer blinds. Give me health. Even if I breathe like an oxygen, some people, they can't now. I walk on my feet, and what happened, there is not some people, other people, they are not walking. I have to thank God about everything. When I am thanking God about everything, I will keep the peace inside my heart, as Saint Mary did before. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. شاكرين كل حين على كل شيء في اسم ربنا يسوع المسيح الله الآب. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17. Saint Mary taught us today how to keep the first point, how to keep the peace inside my heart by thanking God with everything. Number two, give the other an excuse. The issue that we are not keeping the peace inside my heart because I am complaining about the other. I'm not giving excuse to the others. The best part when I have a confession, like some people come to confess. So, for example, they confess and say, "Abuna, you know what? I did that. But you know why? Because he did, and she did, and he is, and she is." And I'm like, "Ami, are you confessing on yourself, on the others, or behalf of the others, or about yourself?" When I am giving an excuse to the others, I will feel in peace. I'm not complaining about, for example, he did that. I'm not looking to the negative only. I'm looking to the positive too. All with the people who are very anxious, who are complaining all the time. The people who are very anxious, who are complaining all the time. They can't keep the peace inside their heart. Never. And Saint Mary was the opposite. She was always giving excuse to the other. She went to a wedding, and she saw that the wine is finished already, that what do we have to do? And instead of complaining, she went to her son. The wine finished. So he was looking to her like, what I can do? It's not my time anymore. It's not my time now. And with total peace inside her heart, she went to the people, what they will ask you to do, do. She never complained. She never say, for example, when she saw all the people and the Jews crucified her son, and she didn't say, what you are doing that for him? You will know later on he is the Son of God. She was talking about herself. That there is word will be inside her heart. She never complained about the others. She never blamed the others. She gave an excuse to everyone. Even Jesus Christ, when he was in Gethsemane, and he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, so he left them, went away again and prayed the third time. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He gave an excuse because they are also weak. Let's go to the readings of today. I will read for you what St. Paul said. To those who are without law are as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as a weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. I became a weak, like what he said, I became a weak for the weak, to gain them to God. He didn't, for example, complain and blame the other. Oh, you are weak. How dare you? How you are very weak like that? You had to be strong with Jesus Christ. You are a sinner. He didn't do that. He became a weak. And he said, I am weak also to like you. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. This is what exactly St. Mary did. She became a weak for anyone. And she didn't complain about what happened. She gave an excuse to everyone. So, two keys now to keep the peace inside my heart. Learn how to be thankful and give give an excuse to other. The last one, it should be many, many points, but I have to reduce, to stop here. Learn how to be calm, which is, in returning and rest, you shall be saved in quietness, and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not. This is what we are doing. The problem that we are very busy with many things. So the problem that because we have a program and all the day, for example, from the morning when I wake up and to the night, so I have no time for a quiet time for myself. So I'm very busy. Maybe you can tell me, for example, Abuna, I can't find any slot, empty slot to be busy myself. No, we can't find. 24 hours, we can find at least 10, 15, 20 minutes to sit down with myself and to have a quiet time and to talk to God. Without that, I will be very anxious all the time and I have no peace inside my heart. Saint Mary, she had the time to pray. And when she went to that with all the disciples, she gave the peace to them because she said, okay, let's go to pray together. She was meditating with him. We have time. The problem that we are lazy, or we don't wanna, we try to find something else to do, and we say that we are very busy. We can't do anything. The best part that I love it in quarantine, the last days, the few days ago, that we have time to stay at home. I love one of my father's, a spiritual father in Egypt. He said, I was searching for myself, I didn't find it. Until we reached the quarantine, and I found myself. Yes, I have to find myself, and I have to sit down with myself, and I have to give the peace to myself by staying with God and praying and meditating. Where is my quiet time? Where is the time with God? It's not present anymore. Without that, I can't reach this peace. I will be very anxious all the time. Even we are fathers or mothers, we can't give the peace to our kids without take the peace from him. We are husbands and wives. We can't give the peace to our partners without take the peace from him. We are workers. And we can't give the peace to the others, the other people, without take the peace from him. And to take the peace with him, be like Saint Mary. Stay and raise your hand, raise your heart and eyes and pray. Ask him to give you the peace, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
شان منی سا بهت زنگنی جت از ماروت انتو خنی هیوم فس ماروت انجبوتا Ten chosen if there end is a autocos, Mareath Marvin Ben Sotir and Tifkan in Novina Nevo, Jeffes Marot in Jeviot Nevip Shirin and Beb Nemaido, Titereas.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God,
begotten in the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, and became man, crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day, he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming in his glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, and spoke with the prophets. And in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism and remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Schlin.
Epi pros of Christos ite
es muer in impar.